How are you doing, Siddhant?
Yeah, I'm fine. And how are you?
I'm good, thank you. So happy Janmashtami to start with.
Yes, same way.
Thank you.
Okay, so let me just get the points open.
Tell me more about Astric study. Why don't you, tell me who have you interviewed before and everything. You know, let's start. We'll continue with the discussion.
Yeah, sure. So we have done with a lot of people, for this one particularly, the podcast, it includes small content creators, which I know finds who make good content for everyone, no matter how much either followers, even if it's 100 or 1000, we contact them.
Okay, perfect. That's actually really good, because including myself, it's hard to grow on the platform, but you have knowledge, you provide value to the community, so it's interesting, isn't it?
So we see what type of content they create and how is it, then he reaches out to them for possibility of a collaboration, what can we do, so then we record the episode.
Mm-hmm. I give you a better idea of how you could approach, because topic is email list, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. So I'll start with an idea. So I suggest you start using a software that's called Calendly. So in that, you can send your schedule to someone, and you could say book your timing. And the person who started Calendly is one of my close friends. So, it's used in my university all over the place. So, you send your schedule list, and, you can schedule meetings. Because, as you see, you asked my schedule. Am I right?
Yes.
Yeah. But for me, your schedule is very important. You get it? So, I can reschedule my timetable according to your schedule. So, this is how, you could, bring more professionalism to your podcasting.
I have also used Calendly at couple of places where I had to book an appointment for a web meeting, and it is a pretty good app.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so you study in 10th grade, am I right?
Yes.
So it's very impressive that at this age you started a podcast or something, because you can call this your business, because if you treat it as your business, you will grow. And
basically, yes, it is.
Yeah. Now, a lot of people start podcast, they don't consider it as a business. They consider it as a passion. And that's where the mess up. Because you should take anything you do as a business. For example, you're working somewhere. Become a leader in whatever you do. Take it as your business. And there's exponential chance to grow.
Yes.
And what else? So, what are the points?
Okay, so let me just go through the points once, so it will be better and easier.
Mm-hmm. Sure, go ahead. I hope this is not an exam.
No. I have the points with me on my phone, so it will be easier for me to read them.
Okay, sure. Why not?
I noted them quite a few days back, so I'm just
taking it back. So you live in Kolkata?
Bhubaneswar.
Bhubaneswar. So your friend Ariandam,
yes.
He lives in Kolkata.
No,
so how did you guys?
He's also in Bhubaneswar. Yeah, he is my senior.
Oh, okay. Because when you send me the Zoom link, it read Kolkata.
That's so the nearest time zone it takes.
Okay, got it.
So he manages the podcast basically.
Yeah, it's a very good balance you've got with both.
Yes.
So how did you guys meet? How do you both?
He is in my school.
Okay, so you're senior, 11th grade.
Yeah. Okay. I think I just formed it.
So this podcast is audio only.
Like we do video podcast also, but for now we like don't keep it.
Yeah. okay. Got it. Yeah. Because you, like, you know, put videos on your Instagram and everything because
we do it. Like this one, I'm planning to keep it a video one.
Oh, okay. Because everyone wants to see your beautiful face, isn't it?
But sometimes, like, video editing takes a lot much time than audio editing.
Yeah. So what do you edit on?
Filmora.
Filmora, okay. That's how I started to learn editing as well. I was in the 11th
grade. I have tried Adobe Premiere Pro and, like, After Effects, but it was, like, a little bit more difficult.
Even when I was in 10th grade, I used Filmora as my first software. And I paid for it. I think it's 3,500 rupees for the full thing, right?
Yeah, annual license.
Yeah, so I used the annual license when I was in 10th grade as well.
Yeah, so I get the monthly licenses whenever I need it.
Okay. Great place to learn everything.
I wanted to cover one topic, like, which is in trend these days, is the cash burn model. So, like, do you have knowledge about it?
First, what do you think about it? You know, could you, you know, give your opinion? Then, you know, it's very easy for me to, you know, shoot at you, you know, what I think about it. What do you think? Tell me, what is your perception or perception of the cashman model?
So I think it's incredible because, like, you are investing in, like, it's a kind of marketing itself. So, like, spending before even before you get a profit, like turning into a profit. So, like, but after putting so much into it, if you make it successful, you will earn tons of profit from it. That is what I think.
The thing about cash burn model is, you know, a lot of companies could go into loss with it.
Yeah, that is also a possibility.
Yeah, and people who don't have a lot of experience with business usually go lost, because with cash burn model, you need instant expansion as well, isn't it? You know, you want to increase your business, grow the size of your business, and you keep spending. The thing is that with economics, if you see, you need to change one, a change of proper fixed factor to, you know, expand. And people will only, for example, only spend the money, keep spending cash on those fixed factors they don't want to change. For example, now you have a land. Now, if you want to, you know, expand your land, if you want to expand your farm, you will not buy another land. They will buy more seeds. You know, these things are very, you keep buying it in your business. But the thing is that with cash burn model, people don't know how to expand. And in my opinion, you know, it's a very risky way of doing business. And until you're making money, you're making profit, I don't think cash burn model is a... This is my opinion, that's all.
Like, there is always a basic investment. Apart from that, this is a separate model.
Yeah, I understand, you know, to when your business is growing and everything, I understand. Now, for example, your podcast, isn't it? Now, if you start making money with your podcast, what will you invest in? What will you invest in?
We have the basic equipment, so, like, we would go on, like, marketing would be the first priority. Then some more equipment, like the additional ones.
That's what you where you make mistake. Your marketing is good. That's why you're already making money. Now, what you have to do is improve on your equipment. So,
well, I already have a lot of equipment, but I'm not using it.
I understand. But, that's what expansion means. You know, a better, for example, if you make 50,000 rupees, for example. Then you put something, you put a green screen behind you. You put something.
I already
like that.
Have that. But, like, I'm not using it. That's the difference.
Okay, so you're a streamer. You stream as well?
No. Like, I have it for recording, but I don't use it often.
Okay. I understand. Okay. I didn't know that. My bad. Then go ahead. Spend it on your marketing.
Yeah, like,
so what's your initial investment cost of the whole podcast?
Like, it was for us, it was zero. Like, we already had most of the things ready, and because of some, like, affiliate programs or some, like, programs by some of these companies we participate with, We got the initial funding for the equipment.
Ah, nice. You got sponsors already.
Yeah, so they offer for the first time affiliate joinees, they offer a $50 bonus, $100 bonus, like that.
Ah, that's nice. That's really nice.
Yeah.
So you got a good investment cost, market and everything.
Yeah. Apart from that, nothing is there.
Start running Instagram ads, don't you think?
We have already did a lot of them.
Wow.
But not for the podcast. We are planning to.
Okay, okay. So, podcast is not only your business, you have other business ventures as well.
Yeah, this is the new one. We are trying it. So, will it be successful or not? This is the trial and we'll see.
Go ahead. Keep pushing your limits and it's fine. Failures are just lessons.
Yeah, this will run, but what revenues we get, what is the analytics, we want to go through that after doing it for a month.
So right now, how many interviews have we done?
Around 15 to 20.
Wow, that's good, that's good. Very impressive.
So we did published around 20-25 episodes, but 15 to 20 were in form of interviews.
So you're already using the cash fund model, isn't it? You're getting investors, you're spending money on ads, and very interesting.
On this podcast, it's basically yes, but not on our other platforms.
This is only Spotify, right?
Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcasts, and some other music platforms and podcasts also.
So keep it up. You will reach top 10 podcasts of India by next year, maybe.
Maybe. When we started with the website, initially, we did was with a free Wix account, not even a domain or a paid one. So we started from that, and once we got orders, then we upgraded to the Wix premium, then we got a domain like that.
So what do you mean by orders? What do you mean by orders?
So whatever the things we sell, be it a book or merchandise. So at the beginning we got some orders of books, etc. So then we upgraded our website.
Ah, that's nice. So you are an affiliate marketer, you sell merchandise. Very impressive.
Yes.
At 10th grade, at this age, I was learning how to edit videos. That's very impressive for you.
Yeah, and I have learned a lot of things in video editing, and I have guested video editing as a freelance gig on some websites too,
nice,
hoping to get orders.
That's very nice. Very impressive. Because when I was in my 9th grade, I shifted to a boarding school in Bangalore. So I didn't have the opportunity to, because we didn't have phones, we didn't have laptops, to discipline us. So I didn't get the opportunities to do all these things. But extremely impressive. A lot of people in India don't even start thinking about this at the age at your age. So, very impressive.
Yeah. So can you tell me something about what you do so that the listeners could also know?
Yeah, of course. So I'm a business consultant. I have a whole business consulting company, but I'm not primarily from India. I study in the UK, but my hometown where I stay is Nigeria actually. So, my family works there, for a long time, over 20-25 years. So, that's where, I set up my base. And I'm a business consultant. I actually, same like cash burn model, I also do the same thing. I take equity. Do you know what's equity?
A percentage from the
possibility of a company. Yeah. So these all startups and everything. So I offer my advice and offer some money and take an equity in the company. Now you do the work and I reap the benefit.
Okay. So instead of the payment, you take equity.
Yeah, equity, yes.
Okay, so it's because the short time.
Yeah, exactly. So, payment is not important when you can see the company in the next 10 years, it's going to do millions. So, So what's your favorite Shark Tank product? Do you watch Shark Tank?
Yes, I do.
So who's your favorite shark?
Mark Cuban.
Mark Cuban, nice. he's one of the richest, isn't he?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you know about Damon? Damon John?
Yeah, I do know about him.
Yeah, you know, he started exactly how you are starting as well. You know, with literally nothing. He used to sell, he created his website same on a public domain, and he used to sell caps, hats on the website. You know how he got lucky? So a famous basketballer wore his cap in a photo shoot of Gap. Now everyone, when the ad was on the internet, no one looked at the clothes. Everyone looked at the cap.
Oh.
And suddenly, you know, people got an attention. Where is this cap? Where is this cap? Every day about 10,000 people used to go into Gap and, you know, tell, I want this cap. And they're like, sorry, we do not, it's not our cap. And then, you know, they started finding Damon, and, you know, they call it overnight success, but this guy has worked for 10, 15 years already. No,
then he got famous.
Yes. And on the newspaper, it was written he's an overnight success. So, you know, people just, it's very easy to say, but, you know, actually hard to see what someone has gone through. And, you know, you spoke about startups. Startups is one of the topics, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, what the most important thing about startups is, you know, is getting very easily disappointed and not having the, you know, the guts to pull the trigger. Okay. So, for example, now, so many content creators, whether comedy, whether anything, they'll make 50 videos, they make 60 videos, and they'll get depressed. Why? Because only 5 of them, 10 of them got 1,000 views, 10,000 views. But, you know, same like I've seen so many where, you know, I have invested my own money into these companies and they've completely flopped because they waited for 6 months and couldn't make a sale. And in that, because of that, you know, they got depressed. You know, we can't do this anymore. Sorry. You know, they'll blame it on the economy. But right now is the best time to invest in a startup, start anything, because, you know, people should take advantage of COVID instead of complaining about COVID. So that's what I think.
Exactly.
Like, yeah, like you right now, like, you know, you have this free time, you're doing online classes. Best time to, start a podcast, start a YouTube channel, start anything, you know, to take advantage of the internet. You know, you never know, you might be the next big thing.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we have a lot of time now, so we can definitely utilize it much more.
Yes, exactly. So, and you asked about myself, you know, I study law in a British university. It's called University of Liverpool. It's my third year going to, like, last year now. So after that, maybe get into the business world more and, you know, start something of my own. Because right now, you know, the only thing with my time, because, you know, law is a very intensive subject, with my time I can only give advices. And, you know, I keep improving my skills. For example, I learn coding, I learn Java, but with an intensive subject like law, so I just manage my time with, you know, going giving advices, taking equity, and you know, investing my money. So that's it.
Yeah. So, like, can you name a few companies in which you have invested?
Okay, I can't name all the companies, but I'll name only one.
Yeah.
Okay. So this company was a shoe. It's a shoe brand. Actually, I cannot name the company as well because I'm under contract. I can't speak, but, you know, I'll explain the company. You can go on internet, find it yourself. You know, it's become a very famous brand. So it's a shoe company. You know, it started in Nigeria. You know, a very 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 low class company. Started with a guy who doesn't even make $50 a month. So I asked him. You know, he came to me. You know, he saw my website online, and he came to me. He said, you know, this is what I want to do. I told him, start with affiliate marketing first. You know, gain some money. I sent him to clickbank.com. I told him, gain some money. I put my own another $50 on him. I'm like, use this $50 for Instagram, Facebook ads. He asked me, can I use that $50 to, you know, start my own company? was like, no, you don't need to do that right now. Start with ClickBank, start with affiliate marketing, and use Facebook ads. And you know, he slowly gained about $300-$400, not much, only $300-$400. And you know, he's doing pretty well right now. You know, he started a shoe company last month, and you can search it online. You know, Nigerian shoe company goes viral, and it's very impressive what he has done. And you know, the thing about the shoes is, you know, it's a very you know, the night, I forgot the keyword, where you know, it glows in the dark, and so the whole shoe is basically based on that. And it's a very interesting shoe company.
I'm just coming in a minute.
Yeah, sure.
Yes, I'm back.
So, recently got to meet Adidas, investors at Adidas, and you know, they're processing a very interesting framework. So I own about 10% in the company, because I only invested $50. So you know, I first started with 30%, but he's like, you only invested so much, and so I was like 10%. So we made a contract. He went to Adidas. You can go and check online. Nigerian shoe company goes viral. It's a very famous story. You can, you know, read more about it.
Yeah, I will definitely check it out, and maybe I will find the name also.
Yeah, I can't say the name, but you know, you can go search it online. So, you know, it's not allowed.
Yeah.
So that's it for me. Tell me more about, you know, how is the situation in India and everything with the.
You know, it's much better now.
The COVID is better.
Yeah. Like from the previous days, it's much better.
Wow. So, and do you think with this the stock market recently, you know, going up and down? Yeah, I have invested, you know, something in the stock market and really went down.
Yes, and we, like it is also a topic in our podcast as well. So like we have done a couple of episodes on that as well.
Oh, okay.
So, I have not done, but another host of this one.
Okay, no, because recently I went down about 50,000 rupees on the stock market, and I have a friend who managed my stock trading account in India, and he was also shocked. He's like, I'm sorry. I'm like, it's stock market, it goes up and down. He's like, I should have pulled out. I was like, no. You know, you should ask me first before, you know, taking such a big decision.
Yeah.
So, does your parents or something invest in the stock market?
Right now, they don't.
Uh-huh. No. Get them involved. You know, the future, get them involved in crypto.
Maybe very soon.
Uh-huh. Get them involved in Coin DCX, buy some Bitcoin, because that thing is going to go.
That I have tried.
Just buy some Ethereum, buy some Bitcoin, and you will see the gain in the next 2-3 years.
Yeah, I have like bought it off of very small amount and left it as it is.
No, I've also purchased some Ethereum, and you know, it's doing extremely well. And I think when, you know, Ethereum 2.0 is coming out next year, you know about that,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, so I think it's going to go over the market, over people's expectations. And
so,
you know, there's one. Yeah, go ahead, yeah. Go. Sorry.
Yeah, please continue.
Yeah. No, I was telling that there's one more topic called email list, isn't it? Because I have only 5 minutes on my hand. Left hand.
So maybe we can do another episode after a few weeks or months if you want to.
Yeah, sure. Just, you know, I just want to do my part and, you know, talk about emails, So just 3 minutes. The only advice, only one line answer I'll give. I have done affiliate marketing as well. I make money through affiliate marketing. People don't understand the value of email lists, email follow-ups. And go ahead, you know, keep emailing those clients, keep emailing people, and you might gain the trust. You know, just a matter of mood swing, but you can gain a trust and, you know, make some money. That's all I'll say. I just want to do my part and, you know, cover all three topics.
Okay. So I think that's it for today, and we can stop the recording now.
Sure.